Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Cream Call. I am here with a very special guest, Abigail Hall. Hello, Abigail.
Hello, Faith. Nice to be here.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing much better now that I'm hanging out with you.
Well, I actually got some questions for you.
She has some questions for you. We apologize. Normally, we have a whole background and everything, but we're in the ICU, and so we are just trying to manage through it. She refused to let me reschedule because she had to meet her warrior because she loves strong women, and you are definitely that.
You know what, Faith? I'm a big believer in the whole come as you are mentality, and I think being transparent about your struggles just makes you that much more of a warrior, and it makes you that much cooler in my eyes. So bravo for not blurring the background, not rescheduling. I think your bravery is shining very bright, my dear.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
So my first question is, what is it like working on Blue Book?
Oh my goodness. Well, I've had my dream job for the last 14 years of my life. It's amazing. My best friends are now on that show. So I get to go to work with my best friends, and we're all one big happy family. And it's fun. It's such a reward, to be able to say that you love doing what you get to, you love your job. And a lot of people don't get to say that, and I do. It's very fulfilling to me. And I pinch myself quite often.
Who are your best friends?
Gregory Jabara, who plays DCPI Garrett Moore, and Robert
Yes.
Klohecki, who is Lieutenant Sidney Gormley.
You're hilarious. What is it like working with the commissioner?
Well, he is fantastic. He's very similar to Frank Reagan in real life, except he's not quite as grumpy as Frank Reagan can get. Tom is strong, he is authentic, he's warm and kind and funny. He's very funny, and he takes up the entire room. He's just larger than life. And I have learned so much about being a human from him. Obviously, I've learned a lot about being an actor, but really, he just knows how to walk through with grace and dignity. And he's an amazing person.
What is it like working with Donnie Wahlberg as
Oh,
a
my
new
goodness.
kid?
So Donnie and I don't get to see each other very often. It's strange because it's almost like we have four or even five different shows. You have like the Reagan House, you have Donnie and Marissa's detective squad cases, you have One Police Plaza, which is my stuff, you have Will and Vanessa, you have Bridget and Steve Sharippa, who do, all the law side of things. But when I do get to see Donnie, I feel like I am a kid. His energy is infectious. You talk about a contagious smile. That dude lights up every room he walks into. He's the funniest person. He's the silliest person. He's a big fan of my chocolate chip cookies, which, obviously makes me feel very special. So Christmas time, I always bake him at least a couple dozen of my chocolate chip cookies, which I shamelessly stole from my mother-in-law. So it's her recipe, but I'm going to take credit
There you
for
go.
it.
There you go. Have Donnie Wahlberg ever pulled pranks on the set? Oh, he's known to be a prankster, right?
Oh, yes. I've never been there when he's done any of his pranks, but I know they just did, like, he had half the crew doing the new choreography for the new Kids on the Block video. I'm sure you've seen it because you're the number one fan. But he had all of them doing the choreography, and it was amazing. I mean, he is a total prankster. I can't think of any like pranks that he's done. I'm sorry, my phone is ringing because, of course, it is, you know, all the things. Hang on, let me decline that. There we go. But I know he always has everybody in stitches. Like he's just a big kid himself. He's like a 12-year-old kid.
About her character. What is your character like? We know he's so tough.
My character, why is it? Hold
She's a
on.
bad chick.
My, yeah, she is. So Detective Baker runs that whole office. She
Girl
runs
power.
it like a tight ship. She is super organized, way more so than me. She has herself together. She's got a nice sarcastic streak. So, you know, she's very good at having a poker face, right? So you don't know what she's thinking, but then she's the only one that can joke around with Frank. Like nobody can talk to him the way that Detective Baker talks to him. And they have this beautiful rapport with each other. And it's fun. She is so fun to play. And I love that, you know, there's a strong female like her on television because I think it's so important for girls like you to see that you can do anything. You can be, you know, younger than anybody else that you work with, and they still take you. Your word is so valuable, and your opinion matters. And I love that she just takes up space. She is not afraid to be herself. So.
Tell her a little bit about you, what you've been doing, and who you are. Yeah, you.
Well, I've actually been helping a lot of people myself since I was a little kid. Cause, for example, when I was a kid, I always said I wanted for Christmas was to help others, and I did not want anything except that. I don't really imagine how what six or maybe four something like that. Too long to remember. Yeah. Like I said, I have a big heart.
You do have a big heart.
You do. I can see that through the screen, even though this is only two-dimensional. I see your big heart. It
She does.
radiates from you.
She does. She ought to stop scaring her mom. We came in here to have a surgery Thursday, and it ended up being about 14 hours in the OR
My goodness.
with three surgeons. And then the next morning, she scared the bejeebies out of me and dad by coding. And then we went back to the OR again, and she came back on the vent. And then when they took the vent out, her heart stopped for how long?
11 seconds.
11 seconds.
But if it is, when it's to me, when I see it, it's like I'm in a dream kind of, and I'm watching, like, what's around me, like, seeing it myself, or what's happening, and I'm aware of what's going on when it happens.
Yeah. See, I think it's
So it's kind of
perfect.
like a twilight sleep a little bit where you,
Kind of.
yeah. I don't know if I've ever, maybe when I was giving birth, I had something like that, but I don't think I've ever really experienced something like that. That's, and you've experienced that multiple times, right? Like countless.
Yeah, since I was a kid, I think. I didn't try to call people because I don't want anyone worrying. She
You don't
loves
want
to help
anyone
other
worried. Is
people.
that what she said?
Yeah.
Yep.
So she's written a book she's written four books, but to help other people and kids get through this. And this platform was started because she wants to help other kids know they have an unconditionally safe space to talk and be heard and make differences. And this is my hero. This is my light. And it's my greatest honor is to be her kid, her mom. And like when we're here and we have Ion, she's so excited because we have all day Blue Bloods, and she will not turn it off. She loves, loves, loves the show. And she loved your episode on Law and Order, even though it's been years and years.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, that's a tough episode. Oh my goodness. That was a hard episode for me to film. The baby that was like a, he was a rubber doll. But the baby that they used, it was so crazy, Faith. His feet looked exactly like I had my baby at that time, and they were about the same age, my character's baby and my baby. And of course, I'm very fortunate because my youngest son is very healthy, but that doll's feet looked just like my son. And so everything that you saw, I was feeling it was a very that was a very emotionally crushing episode for me to do. But I think it's really important to tell stories like that, even the difficult ones, especially the difficult ones, which is why I'm so proud of you for not shying away from being there for people. You were put on this earth to bring joy and to demonstrate what perseverance looks like. And you absolutely have a greater purpose. And I think it's wonderful that you're sharing time with me. Honestly, I'm very, very honored that you're wanting to talk to me. You made me feel very special. Thank you.
I appreciate you saying that. I gotta ask, what are you going to do once Blue Bloods is over?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. I'm hoping that I am able to take a little bit of time for myself to grieve it. It's been such a huge piece of my life, and I hope that I can. I'm a big nature person. I love going up to Maine. Maine is probably my favorite state in the US. And I love going up there because you have the ocean and lakes and rivers and mountains and forests. Like everything is there, depending on where you go. The food is amazing. And so I hope I can just take a second and like process it, process how much Blue Bloods changed my life, how much it changed my children's lives. But also, I'm so excited to keep working and keep telling stories and keep bringing, these really dynamic females to life. And I'm a huge advocate for disability inclusion. I think that, every swathe of the population deserves to be represented and to be able to see themselves on screen. I think that's really paramount. And I want to push stories like that to the forefront. I want people who have been marginalized to be centralized. Do you know what that means? Do you know what marginal means? Marginal is like on the fringes, so they don't get the spotlight. They're not in the middle. They don't have any light shining on them. And I want those people to be the center of attention. So that's what I hope to do with my life.
I have a solid rule of the answer. That's a good answer. Okay,
Well, thank you.
what kind of hobbies do you have?
Hobbies? Well, hey, Jane, are you up here? Jane.
Yeah,
No, maybe
very
she'll
interesting.
come. I'm a huge dog person, Faith. And I hear you are a big. Oh, there she is. Jane, come here. Come
You
here.
should
Let's go
come.
say
You should
hi.
come.
Oh, we got both of them. Can you guys see them?
Oh. Hi, Alex.
So
Oh, sweet.
those are my rescue girls. We have three rescues. So that's a big hobby of mine. Probably to my husband's dismay, because we have three big dogs. We have a cat. So we have a whole zoo in our house and two boys, one of whom is 7 and the other one is 11. So it's a very busy, loud place. But I love my dogs, and that's a big hobby of mine. I also am writing a novel, and
Ooh.
my novel is set in Victorian London, so like the 1890s. And I clearly am not from Victorian era London, so it's taking me a long time to write this novel. But it's going to be great when I do finish it, and that's something I also hope to work on once Blue Bloods ends. Love being outside. I'm a big hiker. I love kayaking. I recently discovered kayaking. Yeah, I just love, I have to wear SPF 85 when I'm outside. You're pale like me, so I know you get it. The sun is not always our friend, but I love being outside. Love, love, love it.
My mom's book, whatever comes in the movie, is so quite hard.
Oh my gosh, that would be an honor. Yes, your mom seems like quite the awesome lady too, my dear.
My daughter has been saying from the jump, my memoir, Who Kicked First, is on Amazon, and it's about how I survived domestic violence while I was pregnant with her. And I've had over 100 surgeries to correct what happened. And I've become an amputee, and I got hearing impaired. So I have hearing aids now because my eardrums were ruptured. And so after it took me about a 10-year period to finally move, like release it, and people were like, this needs to be a movie. And I kept always saying to her, I don't know who would be me. I don't know who would play me. And she's never deviated that it had to be you. She's always wanted it to be you.
Thank you, Faith. That would be an incredible honor to bring your mom's story to life. It would be the honor of my lifetime. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. What else are you gonna ask her? I know you're kind of in pain.
Well, have you ever pulled pranks on set?
Do you
Have I
pull
ever
pranks on
pulled
set?
prank? We are super silly. Bob, Greg, and I are super silly on set, and we will also do like dancing and singing. But I gotta tell you, I don't pull pranks on set because I'm like, I don't want to waste time. I feel like Donnie, because he's like, it's Tom and then Donnie, it's their set. They can do whatever they want, But I'm like way down here, number 13 on the call sheet. And so I just want to do my work, not ruffle any feathers, not waste any time. But I'm totally happy being silly and doing like crazy dances. And like we did Beyonce's drop challenge last year, which was hilarious because Greg and Bob are both, in their 50s and 60s and have trouble standing back up when they drop. So I was the only one that was able to actually stand back up after squatting that low. We just have a great time. We're not overly serious, but I wouldn't say that I pulled too many pranks, although I'll totally pull them on my boys at home. That's the beauty of being a boy mom. You got to do pranks.
Garrett a lot of fun?
My
Is
boy?
Garrett a lot of fun? No, is Garrett a
Oh,
lot of fun?
Garrett. Greg is great. And
He
Greg
seems
is,
very serious.
he seems very serious, but one that's his character. Off
Right.
camera, when the cameras aren't rolling, he's a nut, and he's a Broadway star. So, everything is he's big, he's got big expressions. He's very handy. Like he's in the process when we're not filming, he's redoing his entire kitchen by himself. Demo, like all of it. Reinstalling the new sinks, the oven, like he's doing everything. And if he doesn't know how to do it, he researches how to do it and figures it out. I love Greg. I love him. He's very
You had to
smart.
have one person be your partner on an episode. Who would it be?
Ooh. Well, let's see. I'm gonna not do Greg and Bob because I feel like they're kind of already my partners. If it had to be one, I honestly think that Vanessa and I would have a really great time working together. But I would really love it, even though it's against your rules, for it to be Baez and Janko and Baker all together. The three of
Ooh,
them.
the girl squad.
Yes, right? I think, gosh, it would be, and they all bring different strengths. And I think it would just be so awesome. So, writers, if you're listening and we still have time, make it happen. But, I also want to be invited to family dinner, so we'll see. I feel left out. I want to come to dinner.
All right, mom's gotta ask. I gotta ask. Is there any hope that Danny will get with Baez by the end of the season? I mean, come on, it's been lingering for a good
I
minute.
know, and I wish I like had. I just want to say like never say never because the writers have absolutely been leading it that way. Like it's just like these little
Yes.
nuggets that they just drop, and I mean we see them too, and so do Marissa and Donnie. I think there was always like the hesitation because We did that with Jamie and Eddie. And I think our
Right.
executive producers were really unsure about another partner pairing and what that would look like. And also, like, statistically, once you get partners together, people lose interest. It's like the second you give them what they want, they're like, oh, well, this is
Yeah.
boring. They're happy now. So, like, what are we doing? It's that will they, won't they, that like enticing thing that keeps them going. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think Danny is ready to move on. I think, he needs that in his life. So yeah, I
Or
wouldn't.
with Jackie. He could be with Jackie
I
too.
know. And they're like that last episode of last season. Oh my gosh, I was like, oh boy. Oh boy. He's got both of them that, if he just said the word, I think something might happen there, but I don't know. I don't know. There needs to be more romance on the show. Like, I always love when they bring Jack back and give Aaron and Jack some fun. It, to me, I love it.
Yes. Do you have anything else you want to say? I know you're hurting, and you would not. Because I know you. You'd be shocked. This kid is like, Mom, this is what I'm doing. I don't mind. Her incision from the surgery is from like right under her chest all the way to her pelvic bone, and it's wide open. And she was like, I'm doing this. And she's like, this is my chance to meet my superstar hero, so I'm doing it. And
Faith, you are well named number one. I'm just so impressed by you. Like, I had a root canal last year and I didn't want to get out of bed for 2 days. Come on, you're amazing. And you better know it deep in your heart. You better know it. Your
well,
family
thanks for
needs
mom.
you. Yeah, your family needs you, so you need to stay. You have work to do, okay? You need to keep doing it. Promise me.
She does, but then she feels bad because like dad can't work when we're here and he has to take turns. And then, one of our good friends set up a GoFundMe, and she doesn't understand all that, but she's like, no, I want to go home so everybody can do the work thing. And so she's pushing to go home, and I said she's not going until she's ready. And
Yeah, you got to take
it's
your time with that stuff. Take your
yeah.
time. Let your body heal. But I just want to tell you, I'm so appreciative that you took the time to talk to me. It means so much to me. You made my whole day, and my week is going to be like, there's nothing I can't do now. I have a big audition for a play on Thursday, and I'm going to ace it because you're my good luck charm. So thank you.
Yes, we hope you get it.
Oh,
Absolutely.
thanks. It would be
Absolutely.
fun. It would be fun.
Yes, you want to close it out and then you can still talk to her for a minute.
Can you iPhone?
That's your gym, so you do. Tell everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We can't thank you enough for being here. I'm not used to closing out your show, so I'll see how I can do it. But tune in to Blue Bloods, which is an amazing show. I'm so devastated they're stopping this
I
after this
know.
season. And
Oh.
then you keep all these other stupid shows, but this one that needs to
No.
stay
I keep
is leaving.
hoping, like, in the 11th hour, there will be something will happen, but we'll see.
Right. And we need to see Abigail at the family dinners.
That's right. That needs to
Because
happen.
you have such a relationship with Frank, like father daughter. I love how you talk to him. It is amazing. I love it. And then you see Garrett and Gormley looking at each other like,
Whoa.
this woman's tough. She's not
Yeah,
playing.
she's got a pair. We won't say
Yes.
what she's got a pair of, but she has got a pair.
Yes. Tell her your joke. You gotta tell her the joke about the woman and what she got charged with, and we'll close that off.
Oh, that's so a woman like found out that her lover was here, and she hit him. She grabbed a knife and accidentally cut his thigh, but that's what she was charged with. A Miss Galena.
That's funny.
It is funny. That's awesome.
Funny.
That's
That's funny.
awesome.
I might steal that. Is that okay? I'll give you credit.
Thank you so much. Thank you.